took me a minute. Thank you. Oh, I love that. Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Let's just sing. I sing praises to your name. Amen.
I sing praises to your name.
Worship you, Lord.
Amen.
To give utterance to the love and the adoration that's deep inside, Lord. How could we begin to express? How could we say thank you enough? Lord, you're amazing. You're so good to us. We just want to bless your name tonight, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace, for your wonderful faithfulness, your constant presence with us. Lord, how you constantly reveal yourself and prove yourself to us. Lord, I believe in every heart tonight. There's just many, many testimonies, many things we could utter forth and proclaim, Lord, speaking of what you've been doing for us and to us and in us, Lord. We just, again, we want to say thank you, Lord. Ask now that you'd come and minister, Lord, that you would, Lord, just feed your people, that they would go away satisfied and just rejoicing and in love with you even more than they already are. Grant it, Lord, we just look to you to break the bread open again tonight, break your word open and feed us tonight, we pray. Give you all thanks, praise, and glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you all. All right. Thank you, musicians, so much. You are such a blessing. And I do mean that from the bottom of my heart, especially somebody who's, you know, always trying to make sure he can clap on key. The Lord is good. How's everybody? Wow. I don't know about you, but it's been a week. It's been quite the week. And I'm going to say thank you, Lord. You know, just been for me a number of things and just my constantly in a place, I think the Lord, at least for me, just deny the natural, deny the stimulus, deny things that are coming through our senses, deny what's coming into here constantly. Yeah. And it's a battle season. That's okay. We're made for this hour. Do you believe that? You are made for this hour. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how hard it gets, you are made for right now. Amen. So, yeah, exactly. Without a test, there's no testimony. God is going to prove. Brother Bram said that. God is going to prove, right? To this world, to the enemy. He's going to have a bride that will not fall like Eve fell. So he's going to prove. What does that word prove conjure up in your mind? I don't know about you, but I think of trial, conflict. He's going to prove something through you. So there's going to, testing is going to come. That's okay. Trials are going to come. That's okay. You will stand. He is in you, and he'll overcome. So all is well. Amen. And I think sometimes, you know, just confessing, you know, I think for all of us in our humanness, we go through some difficulties and sometimes we're crying out for help. Isn't that right, Lexi? I was telling her yesterday, I'm like a little kid today. I just been crying out all day for help to my Lord. Papa, help. And I think that's what he wants. You know, and yet sometimes is he saying, I'm waiting. I want you to say thank you. Thank you. It's really hard right now. Just say thank you, because I want you to know that I'm here. I'm perfectly in control. So just look at me and tell me thank you. So thank you, Lord. So it's just, there you go. That's kind of, you know, my last few days, my week, we're dealing with, we don't haven't had AC in our house last few days, and then we got some water leak stuff going on. So thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you know, he's good. All is well. Exactly. All is well.
Amen.
So we have so much to be thankful for, and truly, I mean that. I think the later the hour that it goes, the darker it gets, the more precious, the more beautiful this light is.
Amen.
More and more every day. Yeah. And I just love it. And so blessed be his name. Well, just have a simple, you know, thought, and this is again kind of coming forth out of my heart tonight, just something I've been experiencing and in my walk with the Lord, and wanted to share. Very, very simple. If you would, let's stand and open with just one scripture in Proverbs, and then you can take your seats again. All right. Sorry. Proverbs. You know where we're going. Chapter 8, end of the chapter. Proverbs 8:34. You got it. Amen. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated, and I just want to look at that tonight, and I'm so blessed because, you know, it's blessed is the man that hears me. And to have ears that can hear,
amen,
what he is saying is the most precious thing in all of life.
Amen.
But I think what's so interesting too is we look at that, blessed is the man that hears me.
Amen.
Now, again, this week, this today, how much did you hear his voice? And how much did you hear the nonsense and the garbage that the enemy's attacking you with? And I'm just saying that to kind of bring out a few points. But, you know, take Abraham, for example. He heard, he left, he followed, he walked with God. It was that hearing that changed his whole course of his walk, his life. And we don't know how often God appeared, God spoke. We don't know quite what we can see, of course, what the scripture tells us. But my point is, how often was the enemy there speaking? How often is the enemy here speaking to us? And I think one thing is for sure, in our walk, in our journey, we become very sure along the way of his voice. And we become very sure of the enemy's voice. And it takes time. And it's a process. And, you know, even I think especially to the young people, if you could understand as you grow up, as you become acquainted with the world around you, two things maybe as we're just drawing something, pulling something out of this passage as we open up here is, you know, just imagine the enemy, and I'll put this in a very friendly context, really, not friendly, sorry, but simple context. I want you to think of your enemy every day, arrows aimed at you. He's doing that. He's shooting arrows constantly. And maybe he's using friends. Maybe he's using thoughts. Maybe he's using, you know, visual or audible things. It doesn't matter. But that enemy is there constantly targeting us, attacking us. And you're no match for him. Unless the mighty conqueror comes in, then he's the only hope you have, or I have. That's how we overcome. And the enemy also, he's a very good salesman. He's been selling for 6,000 years. Eve had perfection. She turned it down because he sold her a better package. He's really, really shrewd. So be on guard. And just remember, watch and pay attention to who's speaking to you. Who's leading you? Who are you following? And again, it's just a submitted, surrendered heart when he can come inside, the mighty conqueror, to overcome. That's our only hope. So again, back to Proverbs 8, just a thought here of blessed is the man that hears me. And you can see here and through the scriptures, we'll just go into this for a little bit tonight, of the Lord and how much he wants to give and to teach us. And I think what's so beautiful all through this, all through the message, all through the scriptures, you know, how his desire to impart, his desire to give us his mind, to teach us and to reveal himself to us. But what's beautiful is it's not just, you know, like we would think of in a teacher, like maybe a classroom setting. Here's your course material. Have a nice day, and the exam's on Friday. No, it's so personal. It's a revelation, and it's a journey. And not only that, he's not only a teacher, he's our helper. He's our friend. So I as all of us, as sons and daughters in our walk, when we have a longing for his word, and we see the word, and we say, Lord, teach me. Please teach me your word. Amen. I want to know you more. Amen. But don't just teach me. Help me, because I need help. So that's kind of the thought tonight, just going into the scriptures again. Teacher and a friend, a teacher and a helper. And we'll go through the scriptures and just see this beautiful relationship, this beautiful reality of walking with him, knowing him as he unfolds himself. And again, it's not just, we know that, it's not just up here, it's in here, and it's, he comes to perform his word. If we will open the door, if we will truly hear and receive what he says, then he comes and he performs it and he does it. And that's the beauty of it. So very simple, just bear with me. We'll kind of go through some scriptures. That's my sermon in a nutshell. So just hopefully this is a blessing. Yes, amen. So I think, you know, again, to realize that how great is his desire, think about that, to impart, to give us of himself.
Amen.
And he, think about this. I mean, this is awesome. Again, young people, all of us, really. You have something he wants.
This right here.
So we have a match here. He says that, let me teach you. Let me tell you something. And when you open that door, not only do you learn, not only do you listen, but you experience him unfolding, acting, performing, doing all of it. So beautiful.
Amen.
Teacher and a friend.
I'm going to just read these because I, you know, the way I just did my notes this time, for some reason, I'm just going to kind of read these. But if you want to write them down, if you want to turn to them with me, that's fine. We'll just go through some scriptures. Of course, there's countless others. I just captured a few on this subject. You could spend hours and, you know, who knows how long. But Deuteronomy 32, verse 1 says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." Give ear, listen, please, pay attention. Let me tell you something. Psalm 78, verse 1 says, "Give ear," again, "give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth." I want to tell you something. Most beautiful thought that you know that God Himself is saying, "Hey, listen, let me teach you." And I think one of the things that's so encouraging is just to understand this is a constant reality throughout our entire life, our entire walk, forever. He's teacher, I'm student. That will never change. Well, will never end. He is giver, I'm receiver. So it's a blessed, blessed thing. Amen. My son, Proverbs 4, verse 20, "Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings." I've always loved that. Attend to my words. Listen. Give attention to these things. My son, 5, verse 1, "Attend to my wisdom. Bow thine ear to mine understanding. Hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children." This is Proverbs 7. "O ye children, attend to the words of my mouth." And again, these are just a few places. There's so many more. Isaiah 28, verse 9. "Whom shall he teach knowledge?" He wants to teach somebody. Will you receive? Will you listen? Will you? "Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little."
Amen.
Amen, amen. And how blessed we are. Again, it's grace. Grace alone. For as we know in Revelations, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church." Somebody who can listen. Amen. His word. What is it? We couldn't even hardly explain it. All I know is that word, that voice catches our attention. We're attracted to it. We're drawn to it.
Amen.
We say, "Yes, yes, Lord." So he's saying, "Please let me in. Let me tell you something. Let me teach you. Let me impart my heart, my mind, my wisdom to you." And in doing that, the one who does receive, the one who does have ears to hear, it opens up a door. He comes in and not only teaches, but he does. He performs. So beautiful. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Amen. What a blessed thing. Something in the heart of the child of God that connects to and identifies in his voice when they hear it. Something that we're drawn to. Couldn't maybe explain it, but says, "Yes, Mama Eagle, I know that. That's mom. That's home." All right, some more. Just moving on a bit. Proverbs 1:8, "My son," and you can see just again, this of course in the natural, but of typing the spiritual. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." Hear, listen, receive. Amen. Proverbs 13:1, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." My child, listen. My child, listen, receive. Let me tell you something. And I think that's, you know, in the heart of the Lord, you can see this even reflected in Isaiah 66. "Blessed is the man who trembles at my word." It's awesome. It's reverent. It's, you know, on our side to know this is not something we take lightly, but when we hear that voice, we hear his word, we tremble. Out of love, out of respect, out of reverence. And furthermore, you know, I'm thinking of Solomon and his cry to the Lord, okay? He says, you know, he doesn't ask for wisdom. He doesn't ask for riches. He says, I need wisdom. I need help. And what that meant to the Lord, hey, I love this. Somebody who says, I am a child. I don't even know how to go out and come in. He says, I don't know anything. Teach me. Help me. And how beautiful, how attractive is that to the Lord when we approach him and we say, Lord, I don't know. Please help. How much is he looking and waiting for us to do just that? Lord, teach me. And not only does he teach us, he helps us. Amen. It's a reality, again, a constant of this walk, this life, as we can even see in Jacob and had that dream and the angels descending and ascending. Constant communion, constant union, constant fellowship. Lord, I'm here. I'm listening. I need you. In this moment, I need wisdom. In this moment, teach me. In this moment, instruct me. It's that beautiful participation and walk with him. Amen. So, you know, where could we go? I just couldn't help but think of this in the message, the rapture, as we think of, you know, the Lord. I mean, it just blows my mind. Trying to curry our favor, yes, to get our attention. Exactly. Oh, I know this is just... He says, when I went forth into the meetings with you praying for the sick, it was fine. But when I come with a message, and if any message goes forth, it's a true message. If it's true, genuine miracles of God and hangs right in the organization, you know it's not of God, because the thing's already declared. Jesus went forth and healed the sick in order to catch their eyes, the people, then his message. See, that's right. It has to have something that God is going to introduce. Divine healing, his miracles like that, just catches the eyes of the people. The main heart of it is the message. There's where it is. That's what comes from in here. He's trying to get the favor of the people. So they'll sit and listen. Hey, kids, yeah, every one of us, that you want to know, what is this message all about? God wants to tell you something. He wants you to listen. He has really important things to say, and it's full of life. It's full of power, his life, his power. Think of that. He is wanting to teach you. My goodness. He's trying to get the favor of the people so they'll sit and listen to him, for there's some in there that's ordained to life. And I think that's, again, so beautiful. Sit and listen. Who can I tell? Who can I disclose this beautiful word to? Who will receive this? Who will listen? Those who will receive life, receive overcoming power, receive everything that they have need of. Because when you say yes, when you, by grace, open that door and let him teach you and let him speak to you, it's not just fact. It's not just intellectual. It's a love affair. It's power. It's life. And he performs what he says through that word. I love, you know, more and more all the time. You know, we grow up in the message. We hear Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord does nothing, but he reveals his secrets through his servants, the prophets. Amen. But more and more and more all the time, that gets more precious and more personal. He reveals his secrets. He wants to disclose his secrets to you, to me. Take it personal. Amen. John 17, fulfilled in this day. The glory that you have given me, Jesus said, I have given them. The glory that he has given me, I've given you. It's his what? His values, his opinions, his judgment, his mind. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is our heritage. This is what we are called to. This is what belongs to us, as it is written in John 6. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Amen. And what comes next? Every man, well, that's actually a different scripture, sorry. And great is the peace. But every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Amen. Beautiful. This is just another little quote to go along with the reality of God coming in this day and saying, hey, let me speak to you. Let me tell you something. Let me reveal myself to you. Let me tell you a secret. Let me, just you and me, nobody else. This isn't church. This is you and me alone. But God's great mystery, what the eternal God has as a mystery, has now been unfolded in Jesus Christ, then given right down to his church. Do you believe that? It's your possession. It belongs to you. God's great mystery, what the eternal God had as a mystery, has now been unfolded in Jesus Christ and given right down to the church. Oh my goodness, what beautiful words. Let's keep going. What was once in God's mind is now in the body of Christ. Yes, sorry, Christ the mystery, thank you. Jesus making love to the church, his bride whispering secrets to her. There you go. He wants to tell you something. He wants to tell you some secrets. He wants to disclose his very heart and mind secrets that have been hid things since before the foundation of the world that he had in his mind. And now he's disclosing. Now he's giving this forth, whispering secrets to me. You take it personal. Me. I don't know about anybody else. This is for me. You know what? Your wife, you tell your wife things. You know the little girl you're going to marry. You love her so much. You just tell her the secrets and get her up next to you. Love and everything. You know how it is. That's what God, Christ, is doing to the church. He's letting her know the secrets, just the secrets, not these flirters. I mean his wife. He knows by the having the revelation of his secrets made known to them by his grace. Wow. He says, how the grace of God. People, I hope you don't think it sounds personal to a bunch of people, but the secret that God is sharing with the whole church, if they would just receive it, he wants to tell you something. Oh my goodness, he's trying, he goes on, he says, it doesn't just mean for you or me, it means the church, that he's trying to get into it. Trying to get into it. Okay, one more and then we'll just break for a minute there. This is the breach, just same kind of messaging, same kind of theme here. Just beautiful. The seals was broke, why? The seals was broke, why? In these last church age to reveal these truths. Why? The Lamb broke the seals and revealed them to the church in order to collect his subjects for his kingdom. So it has everything to do with him possessing what he's redeemed, him possessing you and me. Let me tell you something. Let me claim you as my inheritance that I've purchased. So it's that reality of again, let me open these things up. Let me claim you. He wants to bring his subjects to him now. He says, what is it? Out of the dust of the earth, out of the bottom of the sea, out of the pits, out of everywhere and every place, out of the regions of the dark, out of paradise, wherever they'll be, he'll call and they'll answer. Amen. He'll call and they'll answer. He says, he come to get his subjects, reveal his secrets, and they saw it. Here, let me tell you something. Let me reveal myself to you. They catch it, they receive it, and they're caught away. Amen. I just hope that this is making sense. I just think this is so beautiful. And all this, he's just longing to teach, longing to give of himself. Let me teach you. Let me give my mind my heart, my thinking to you. Let me impart myself to you. And in all this, in this process, this beautiful unfolding and receiving of that word, letting him teach, letting him write his word on our hearts and minds, he comes and he does it. He performs it. He helps us. It's truly the Lord, you know, as a child, you say, Lord, yes, teach me. Reveal yourself to me. I want to know you more, but I need help. I need more than just being taught. I need you to help me. Amen, amen. There was just speaking of as you know, helping us and coming alongside and that we need him for so desperately. I want to read this from the T-Cent because I thought that was just real rich. And this is Romans 8, of course. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. Aren't you glad he helps our weaknesses? That's what we need. In the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings. Oh, isn't he beautiful? Amen. And he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Just further down, Romans 8:31, that what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? So you can just see the beauty of that. The Lord, again, what he wants to give, what he wants to do, what he does do for us so beautifully, interceding on our behalf with, oh my. And I think, again, just taking this back to the scriptures, let me teach, let me tell you something. Let me impart my heart, my mind, and then let me come and do it. When you say yes, I'm going to come and do it. I'm not going to just teach you. I'm actually going to come and perform. Oh my goodness. And we can see this so beautifully in our Lord Jesus. Matthew 11, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Let me be yoked up with me and learn from me, learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. Amen. He knows. He knows. Let me do it. Psalm 103, like as a father pitieth his children. Aren't you glad for that? So the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembers we are dust. He knows how limited and weak we are. So when we will just yield, when we'll submit and say, yes, Lord, teach me, please. Like Solomon cried out, help, Lord, I don't even know how to come out or go in. He says, I was waiting for that. Now let me teach you something, and now that I'm going to help you with it as well. Amen. I love this because this beautiful sequence of these scriptures has always blessed me. But in 1 Thessalonians 5, you know, it says, quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What comes next? Anybody know? Next verse. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So I love this. He's instructing. He's telling, you know, abstain from these things, prove all these things. And the very God of peace, he's gonna do this. Open up. Say, yes, Lord, teach me. And I'll come in. I'll do it. John 14:16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him.
but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Your comforter, your friend, your helper, your advocate. Amen. He says, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Blessed be his name. All right, just a couple things here. This is unconditional covenant. Now, this is encouraging, so pay attention. I mean, I understand Wednesday nights are hard. Just is a fact. So hopefully I'm not putting you guys to sleep. The unconditional covenant that God made with his people. Listen, you are the covenant people of God. You're the covenant people of God. God tore Christ apart at Calvary, making the covenant, swearing by himself, and he took the body up into heaven, will return someday. But the spirit he gave back to lead the church. The same life that was in Christ Jesus is in the church tonight by the Holy Ghost, doing and acting and performing the same things he did when he was here on earth. You've received it. You've got the covenant. It's written to you, swore by God. You can't fail. Rest. You can't fail. That makes the devil mad, sure does, when you realize who you are. Whew. Let me just read that. You've received it. You've got the covenant. It's written to you, swore by God. You can't fail. That makes the devil mad when you realize who you are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let's just print that out and recite it back and read it back to the devil. And yeah, we don't do that enough. You know, just back to what I was saying earlier. We're getting bombarded all the time, and we don't stop enough to kick him back and rebuke him and reject him. And sometimes we're just getting pummeled, and we're... Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. He will establish you. So I hope this makes sense. Just tying these two thoughts together, a teacher and a friend, a teacher and a helper. He wants somebody who will listen. Somebody says, yes, Lord, my son, attend to my voice. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Please, let me impart myself. Let me give you my mind. And when we receive, when we open that up, and he comes in, he not only teaches, he does. He performs. He takes it. And I love this. I can't help but think of Genesis 28:15. Let's turn there. Let's just kind of wind it down here. But that is so fitting, I think, to just in this. Mm-hmm. Just like what we kind of read from that message, the unconditional covenant. Genesis 28:15 says, and behold, I'm with thee and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave you. There we go. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Let me tell you something. Let me teach you. I'm trying to find somebody who will listen to me, somebody who will receive. And they that do have an ear to receive. He says, okay, I'm with you, and I'm going to take you all the way. I'm going to do it. Isaiah 55, my word will not return to me void. And that word received into this heart, into your heart, he comes, he performs it. It produces exactly what he said it would. Blessed be his name. Amen. All right, the resurrection of Jesus. This is the message. Resurrection of Jesus 56. Oh, here you go. Isn't this the truth? He says, if you notice, it's when you're discouraged, that's when the devil can really pour it on you. That's when he gets you. If you come over to the church, say, well, I don't know. I don't know whether I'll get any better or not. I've been prayed for twice. Oh my, you may as well go home. That's all. But when you can cast that aside, God don't want you frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't never be upset. Just walk in his love, amen, knowing that you're walking in him and nothing can harm you. There's nothing can harm you. There's neither powers, things present, things future. Nothing can separate us from him. We're in him, and we never come in by our own will. Amen. You never come in by your own will. He, by choice, elected us and brought us into him. Amen. So, I love this. It's his business to take care of what he took himself. He's taken you, placed you in his son. He took you, and it's his business to take care of you. No man can pluck them from my Father's hands because he's the greatest of all of them. Amen. It's the Father who takes care of it. Who's got any more power than God? So what kind of a power? Ooh. What kind of a power have you got over you to take care of you? He answers, the whole powers that created the universe. Amen. Amen. That took the solar system and blew it like that and every star went to its place and he watches over you. That's the kind of Father we have. Amen. Aren't you? Don't you love him? Aren't we rich? Aren't we blessed?
Amen.
I'm just going to go back to that previous one. You've received it. You've got the covenant. It's written to you. Swore by God. You can't fail. That makes the devil mad. Sure does when you realize who you are. Sons and daughters of God. You are so blessed. You are so rich. Blessed are your eyes, for they see in your ears.
Amen.
They see our Papa God
Amen.
Whispering secrets to his bride. Listen to me. Hear my voice. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When we open that door, when we do listen, he comes in. He teaches. And not only that, he does it. He takes us all the way. Amen. Don't you love him? Blessed be his name. Musicians, if you'd come. Yeah. 1 Samuel what?
25,
let's turn there. 1 Samuel 20. Please, anybody else? This is wonderful. We'll just... All right. Oh, I think so. 25. Is this Abigail? Okay. Yeah. Verse 29, yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of thy Lord, or of my Lord, shall be bound in the bundle of life. You're inseparable from him.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. The soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. Oh my goodness. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. You're meant to be happy. Let's go over that again. It's his business to take care of what he's took to himself. And it's the he says, no man can pluck them from my Father's hand. He's the greatest of all of them. It's the Father who takes care of it. Who's got any more powers than God? So what kind of a power have you got over you to take care of you? The whole powers that created the universe. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just worship the Lord. If you would stand with me a little. Could we sing that song, Teach Me Thy Way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to
love to him.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Teach me thy way, O Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Don't you just love that? You and him. Nobody else. Teach me thy way, Lord. He's given you that hunger, that thirst, that desire that says, yes, Lord, I'll listen. Your word is more precious than anything else. Amen. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. Let's sing that song. He will deliver me because he loves me. Yes. Yes. Yeah, please. That's right. I heard earlier. Yep. We'll just have prayer. Philip, did I hear a back issue? Okay. Yeah, please. Come on. Let's just come forward, whoever, please. Amen. Amen. Pete, would you lead us?
Heavenly Father, we come before you, standing shoulder to shoulder, Lord, with our brother.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Very God of the universe, who put those cells together one by one. Lord is surely able to give
breakfast,
Lord, and you promised you would. And so we claim that and ask that you would minister and tell to those cells that need a touch from you.
Yes, Lord.
We just commit this whose whole back.
Mm-hmm.
Claiming your promises that by your stripes that you cruelly suffer and mm-hmm. to pay a price for.
Lord Jesus, I just, even as we're assembled, Lord, in this moment for Philip, Lord, I just lift up any other needs amongst us. Father, you said, Lord, each one of us to have confidence in what's in your body, so. Lord, we know what's in our body. It's you. So, Lord, even now, would you just reverberate through the members of your body? Grant it, Lord. Touch each one. For your glory. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Every doubt and fear.
Watches over me constantly, and I rest easy in his care. Amen. And every enemy I face will be defeated by his grace. My goodness, don't you love him? Amen. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, we just love you so much. We thank you so much for your grace, your love to us, Lord. And truly, we want to tell you how beautiful you are. Your word, Lord, that is so rich, so precious to us. Thank you for eyes to see. Thank you for ears to hear. We love everything you have to say. We find in this great, beautiful journey, this walk with you, to see you not only teaching us, not only giving us your heart and mind, but now in that, through that channel, Lord, to come alongside, to come inside, and to perform that very word. Lord, you're amazing. Just say we love you, Lord. Be lifted up, greatly exalted in every heart, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you.